to the kingdom. Please be blessed as you listen.
I want to show you some more. One commentary said about this verse, about the tattoos and piercings found here in the 19th chapter of Leviticus, those that worship demons in heaven and honor them, they made certain tattoos and pierced their bodies in a certain way. Okay, listen to this. Just as occurred in other cultures with tattoo traditions, when these pagan tribes were converted to Christian religion, their spiritual rites, including tattoos, were outlawed. Listen to this. Whenever missionaries encountered tattoos in a foreign land, they eradicated it. While these and other body modifications continued to be practiced underground as a way for non-Christian people to identify others, God forbid that you mark your body. Okay? Leviticus 19:28 was an open condemnation of tattoos and piercing. Listen to this. The verse says, nor print any marks upon you by tattooing and printing figures of flowers, leaves, stars, or any other fanciful devices on various parts of that person. The impression was made sometimes by the means of a hot iron, and that's branding. It also includes what many of the fraternities and the sororities do, as they get branded for their frat. Sometimes it's in ink or in paint, as done by the Arab females of the present day and different caste systems in the Hindu culture. It is probable that a strong propensity to adopt such marks in honor of some idol gave occasion to prohibit it. They were wisely forbidden, and they were signs of apostasy, which is unbelief in the God that we serve. All right? Listen to this. This is by James M. Friedman. He said, both cutting and tattoos were done by heathens. Now, many of us don't know what heathens are. Heathens had to do with those nations that were totally against God. They did not believe God. So when you look at, say, National Geographic, and you see these tribes of people walking around, you know, the women walking around with those shirts on, and the men, you know, they got bones through their nose, and they got big things through their ears, and they doing all kind of ceremonies and dancing around fire. These were the heathens. What were they doing when they danced around the fires and did all this? They were conjuring up spirits. That was the whole reason for it. The reason that many of them tattooed themselves was to honor either a dead person, and many people do it today, we see it. They'll tattoo somebody died. They'll tattoo in honor of a dead person. The Bible specifically says you don't do that. You don't mark yourself to honor a dead person. But the other reason that they tattooed themselves was for protection from certain evil spirits. So basically, they said that they would tattoo a symbol on them that would protect them from evil spirits. And basically, all it was a cooperation with other evil spirits. Okay? The cutting of one's flesh, categorized as pagan worship, was attested to by the priests of Baal on Mount Carmel in the contest with Elijah. Tattooing is also a device of paganism. Christians generally disapprove of tattooing in former years, although in recent time, the widespread use of it by many, even today, in light of what God says here, in the view of history, it seems strange that anyone would pay someone else to tattoo them. We've heard about Christians even having what they call tattoo parties at their homes. All right? The famous Nash Topical Bible puts it best. Tattooing is simply forbidden by God in Leviticus 19:28. And so tonight, here's what I want to establish. Let's go. We've been in the Old Testament. I want us to go to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. And once again, we ain't trying to make nobody mad or none of this. We just want you to know what the truth is and where it came from. All right? 1 Corinthians 6. All right, look at this. How many of us have bought, like, a new outfit? New dress? Shoes? I know most of the boys own a pair of Jordans. Any girls own Jordans in here? Jordans. Last new thing you bought, Tamisha. Last new thing. I know you just had a birthday.
Oh, today I just bought some more shoes.
More shoes. What kind?
They're some flats.
Flats. For church. For church?
Yeah.
Okay. Something stylish. Last thing you bought, Donna.
Camouflage
tights. Okay. What color were they? Camouflage. Green. Green and brown. Last thing you bought?
Clothes wise?
Shirt.
I bought blue shirt.
Tommy Hilfiger. Okay. Tell me your figure still in there, bro.
No, I was surprised.
I was played out. Okay. No, I'm just hang down. All right, we got some older people. Anybody ever bought a new car? New car. Huh? New car. New house. Had a house built. New apartment. Walter, okay. How much Jordan's cost right now? $100 and something? Okay, let's use something a little more valuable than some tights. Okay, so we got Jordan's, 110, 120. The brand new ones cost almost 200 or something like that, right? All right, now, you go in. We actually did a skit about this years ago. You go in and you get some brand new Jordan's. Right, for $130, $140. And, huh? No, how much?
$180?
About $200? Can we agree on $200, just for the illustration? So $200 of your hard-earned money, however you got that money, you go in and you pay cash money for your Jordans. All of a sudden, as you get ready to leave, the dude want to draw a house on the front of your white joint, and you just pay $200. Cashier get a permanent marker, start drawing a house on your shoes. You cool with that? No. Wait. Okay, my dude right there, he mad. Somebody finna slam somebody. Okay. All right. Okay. I think we got a couple luxury cars in here. We got an Acura. I was a part. I mean, I remember that season. She was happy. We got a Hummer, white Hummer. We got a. Let's say y'all was walking out of the place with the Hummer, right? And as you was walking out the place, white Hummer, this dude, he said, "Man, congratulations!" Walks up with some permanent red paint and just sprays your initials real nicely on the side.
That's cool.
That's cool of a Hummer. How many of y'all say that probably ain't cool? $60,000 car. We not spraying my initials on the side of the Hummer.
No.
We built a $170,000 house, and how many of y'all know as good an artist as they might have been, they could have spray painted me and my wife hugging and kissing each other right on the side of the house. Would that have been cool? No, that wouldn't have been cool with us.
Right.
Now, my question is, and we can end the tattoo argument right here. Well, you can't answer that question. I'm going to let the Bible answer. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to show you how valuable you are. I'm going to show you how valuable you are. They can't ride on your Jordans. Lonja ain't letting nobody spray paint on New Acura. And T ain't letting them spray paint the white Hummer. All right? But watch this. I don't care how beautiful it looks. We're not doing that. But watch this. Look at verse... let's go to... verse 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Your body, if you're a Christian, it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Watch this. And you're not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Do you know the price that was paid for your body? The blood of Jesus. That's what it's talking about. That's how much your body was worth to Jesus. That's how much he paid. He paid more than $200 for them Jordans. He paid more than $50,000 for a Hummer or $40,000 for an Acura TL. He paid more than $179,000 for a brand new built house. He paid the precious blood. In heaven, that's the highest currency there was the blood of Jesus. Bible say God bankrupt hell. He gave all that he could. He gave his best. Now you tell me, Christian woman, Christian man, if you value some Jordans, a car, a house, all that are temporary things, and you say, nah, ain't nobody spray paint on that. How you gonna put something on your body like that? We ain't got to deal with paganism. We ain't got to deal with the devil. We ain't got to deal with witchcraft, which is a lot of that come. Now, and if you don't believe what I'm saying, just go to one of them body art places and just go in there and look at the stuff that they got on the walls. Most of that stuff is demonic, demons, devils, pentagrams. What do you think they're doing? And many of these people, just to scare you a little bit, many tattoo artists are really secretly witches, and I found out that they pray demons in over the tattoos that they put in. And I'll tell you this much, we have been in services, and I think my wife has been there too. We've been in services where people have gotten saved, and people came up for deliverance, they came up for prayer, and super dad, they say, but my back is hot. Your back is hot. So go get a fan. No. Just right here on my back is hot. You said, what you got on your back right there? Well, it's a tattoo. Tattoo of what? Well, it's a little yin-yang symbol. I thought it was cute. And then when you praying for them, the tattoo start heating up. And the Lord began to show us, what is that? What's a demonic spirit that's attached itself to his symbol? Because that's where that symbol came from, was demons, yes.
One time we went, and the preacher was preaching, and we were laying hands on the teenagers or whatever, and it was a young girl. Somebody, she was a sweet girl. She was on the floor, and she was crying out to the Lord, and she told me she had a tattoo, something on her body. And so I laid my hand, that's what the preacher told us to do. I laid my hands at the place where she had it, and my hand got hot. My hand was heated up. Like, I could feel like heat going through my hand.
Yeah, I mean, people have all kind of serpents and stuff. Okay, so y'all, I mean, that's... God is worth more than that. Here's something else my wife said in a women's conference recently. And she said, if you want to know if something's right or wrong, she basically said, put the quantity test to it. Here we go. If piercings are okay, which some of y'all believe they are, is two okay? Wait, I'm not talking about you. We're talking about principle, because if it's okay for you, it's okay for everybody. Is three okay? How about five? How about the dude that's on the Guinness Book of World Records with 300 all over his face? Is that okay? Huh? What about 1,000? I mean, so wait a minute, but so well when does it get un-okay? She raised the question, okay, if one abortion is okay, why not two? What about three abortions? What about five?
Trying to make sure.
What about 10? I mean, why not just
two minutes?
One is too many. Yeah. See, here's how you test if something's right or wrong. The quantity of it doesn't change whether it's right or wrong. The quantity doesn't change whether it's right or wrong. Well, you know, one little cute tattoo discreetly on my ankle. Just right here, where won't nobody see nothing. It's okay. Is it? What about the Lord's Supper across your back? It's the Lord's Supper. Thinking about going into a new business venture, Super Day, is called the Invisible Ink Tattoo. And I charge people $200 to come get tattooed. And now, because some people say they just wanted to, they want to have the experience of what it feel like to be tattooed. And I'll tattoo them with invisible ink. For $200. And then, they see what it feel like. They have no markings of the tattoo. I still put some Vaseline on there. I had jars of Vaseline, $200. Invisible ink.
Wow.
Huh? I'm trying to get over. She finally got it. To me, she got it. How do we know you're really using ink? I'm going to read this statistic to you. Now, this is a real statistic. You can Google this, too. It said 50% of most people who get a tattoo regret it. One person said they were in one season of their life being very adventurous, and you know, they had gotten a couple of beers in them too. They went out and got I think we've seen even some movies spoofing this. We got somebody's face or somebody's name that they don't even deal with no more 5 years later. Right there you know. They say every morning they wake up and they get out the shower, they got to look at this person's face that they had tattooed on the side of their arm that they don't even like no more. Think they had a chance to do it all over again, they still get that tattoo?
Get it redone.
Now you can get it redone. Get it turned into something else. Here we go, guys. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Listen to this. There's one more. I want y'all to read. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 17. This is what it says. It says, but be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion have light with darkness? Or what concord? What concord have Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement, listen to this, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. He said, I will dwell in them, I'll walk in them, I'll be their God. Verse 17, wherefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Now, in this scripture, he combines the fact of you being the physical temple of God, and he says, what communion or what agreement do you have with idols? Now, you said, well, what are you talking about, Pastor Randy, with idols? I want to read this part to you, and then we're going to close it down. And then we have any questions for those that may have some. The statement is, most Christians, even the most carnal ones and backslidden ones, will never desecrate or defile a local church building. Like, we're meeting here. Nobody would come in here. None of us would come in here and just, you know, do spray paint or graffiti. Even most local people who are not saved will reverence the church building. Okay? Well, the Bible says that our body is a temple of God. All right? Now, the thing is, as we look at our culture, why has this tattoo and piercing become very popular? Well, throughout world history, the tattoo bears the mark of paganism. Listen to this. Demonism, bear worship, shamanism, mysticism, heathenism, cannibalism, and just about every other pagan belief known to man. Tattoo has never been associated with Bible-believing Christians. And whenever, wherever in the history Christianity appears, tattoos disappear. So, for instance, Christians have gone into different parts of the world that were marked by, I'm going to read them again, bear worship, shamanism, mysticism, heathenism, cannibalism, demonism, paganism. But when Christians showed up with the gospel and the Bible, when Christians appeared preaching the gospel of people and people came out of those lifestyles, guess what they always tried to do was remove the tattoos and the piercings that they had been involved in, because they knew that was involving themselves in demonism, paganism, and mysticism. I'll give you another instance. Holy questions. We're going to take them in a minute. I'll give you another instance. And, you know, I've had this conversation with my own mom. The whole dreadlock stuff, when, you know, everything went to dreads, okay? Now, to us, it's just a style. But to those that are in the religion of Rastafarianism, they know that it's not just a style. That the locks themselves is worship to Haile Selassie, who they say is the black Jesus. When anybody in Rastafarianism come out of Rastafarianism and get saved, we don't even have to tell them. We don't tell them to cut their dreadlocks off. They cut them off because they know that it's been a part of paganism. We were on a trip. This happened years ago. We were on a trip, and a young man, we was on a Christian retreat or whatever, and a youth group. Young man had gotten his ears pierced 2 or 3 weeks before. And he was one of my close guys. He was a leader. And he had gotten his ears pierced. I didn't say nothing to him. He didn't ask me about getting them pierced. So I didn't say nothing to him. And I'm not the kind of guy that rides people unless you are in leadership up front. You know, if you was my drummer, you had earrings, you have to take your earrings out. Stuff like that. But here's the thing. I didn't say nothing to the guy. We got to the conference. The Holy Spirit, it was crazy. It was a group full of black boys. A lot of them came out of drugs and hip hop and the whole nine. They were in their room, guess what? Not looking at naked girls on Facebook. They was in their room praying without Pastor Randy being in there. I was over there eating pizza or something. They got in their room, they started praying. The Holy Spirit fell in that room. Dude took his earrings out, and in less than 4 hours, he couldn't get them back in. He said, Rondy, he said, Pastor Rondy, they called me P. Rondy, Pastor Rondy back there. He said, man, he said, God closed up the hole. and I couldn't get him back in. He said, I don't want him. Came out of it. And when you come out and when you really get saved, it's not going to be about how much of the world I can hold on to. Here's the last scary thing I want to tell you about this whole phenomenon that's going to really help you answer the question. Go to Revelation 13. Go to Revelation 13. Now, why all of this tattoos and piercing stuff is going on? I'm getting ready to show you why. God told me this 20 years ago. My wife's a witness. I've been preaching it for 20 years. And just what I said happened. Some of y'all ain't even 20 years old yet, so y'all should listen. All right, now, go to Revelations chapter 13. Put something on your head tonight. Please do not go try to teach this or retell what I said. We're going to put it up on the internet. Let people listen because you ain't going to get it right. All right. Revelation 13. Verse 16. There is a one world ruler that's coming to the world. He's called the Antichrist. He appears in almost every superhero movie, every villain movie, every cartoon. That one world, mad world, one world scientist. I'm going to take over the world. Right? Okay, the Bible talks about, and it will be a person that rises to power in the world. It's coming very soon. But one of the things it says that this one world ruler is going to do is he's going to cause everybody in the world to receive, watch this, a mark in their hand or in their forehead. They will not be able to buy or sell except they have this mark. Now, for years, back in the day, people thought it was a tattoo. Well, guess what? They've come up with some devices, some microchip technology. They're already doing it in the world in different parts. They're microchip. They started microchipping our animals. Now they're microchipping people. But one of the things that the devil had to do was desensitize a culture from having things put under their skin and having things pierced in their body and just totally desensitize a culture. So, for instance, my generation and below or older, man, we was like, what? You ain't put nothing in my body, my skin. Nowadays, it's just a trip to the mall. Yeah. Everybody has been desensitized. But watch this. Look at verse 17. It says, verse 16, the Antichrist, he causes all, both small, great, rich, and poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads. And the old King James says, in their foreheads, in their right hands. Something is going inside under the skin. And the technology is already here. Rich people are already doing it. They call it Get Chip. It's a company called Verichip. You can Google it. Their stock is going up like crazy. Because people are chipping their kids so they don't get kidnapped. They're chipping each other. Pretty soon, they got it going in the schools right now. Get ready to happen in our schools. Watch what's getting ready to happen. There's a school here in Texas where they're getting ready to just scan, put a device on the kids. They can scan them for their lunch. Scan their hand for the lunch. Oh, yeah, it's coming. Already here. And the devil had to desensitize us. So it's the plot of the enemy. Here's another rule of thumb, y'all. Whenever you see a group of people running to something, run the other way. Everybody doing it? That ain't the line I'm in. I'm going the other way. Girl, you can get a patch and you won't have a period for 10 years. You can have a second. And, you know, we got, you know, especially our people, we just signed me up first group.
Oh, yeah.
Use us as guinea pigs first, and then 6 months later, Super Dave, if you have mesothelioma, or if you have had the patch that don't give you a period for 10 years. Call the attorney. What? Jim Hammer, he's a junkyard dog. I'm done. Yes.
Hello, this is Pastor Ryan from the Kingdom Church of Houston. We're a new church with a new vision. We invite you to join our services. Come and experience the power and presence of our King. We meet in the Pine Trails Community Center at 6003 Woodbend. Our Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. See you soon.